Johnson's Auto Wax present a shining half hour with Rico Martelli's orchestra, Kathleen Wells, Ronnie and Van, and Marion and Jim as those two giddy, gay, gadabout gasoline gullivers, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Tell you about the time me and Duke O'Swoop had the concession on the Candy Cane Creek?
Yes, a dozen times.
Candy Cane Creek is a stream which flowed green and red on the two sides and purple in the middle. Me and Duke O'Swoop made us candy canes, and we dipped them into the creek and twirled them a mite and got them all colored for the Christmas trade.
Fibber McGee, get away from there and let the program begin to commence to start.
Oh, shucks, I didn't even get to the part about Johnson's Auto Wax.
Molly's right, Fibber. The show must go on. Rico, strike up the band. Now, if we hop on our kilocycles, we can catch up with Fibber and Molly McGee. As they chug along... No, they're just pulling into a filling station.
I gotta get them brakes fixed.
Well, McGee, you just made it, as usual.
Go on with you, Molly. There's plenty of gas left. Another 300 foot, anyway. But I ain't one to take chances. Where's the gasoline fella?
Good morning, sir. Gasoline?
Yep.
Okay, shall I fill it up?
And why not?
Hey, now, wait a minute. Listen, young fella. You know the principle of gasoline motors?
Why, yes, I think so. Let's see. The combustion of gasoline mixed with
air. There you are. Gas mixed with air. It ain't no good unless it is mixed with air, is it?
Why, no, I guess not.
McGee, what are you talking about?
I'm just explaining to this young fella about mixing gas with air. Put 2 gallon in, son. That leaves 8 gallon of air. Just the right proportion.
All right, sir, 2 gallons. How about the water?
Sure, pour a couple of gallons on the ground for it.
On the ground?
Right. That's quicker than leaking through the radiator.
I suppose you folks are coming back from the Derby.
The what?
The which?
The Derby, you know, the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, the Derby.
Nope, I can't stand it to watch no horse races no more.
Well, they can be expensive.
Oh, shucks, I don't mind the expense so much. It's the sentiment of the thing. You see, I lost a big race over in England years ago, and I never got over it. That was way back in 1879.
The kiddie car steeplechase. He romped home the loser in his rompers.
Now, don't be like that, Molly. This here was the nobility handicap. You see, all us McGees is knights over there in England.
You're knights here too, McGee. Poker knight, billiard knight, lodge knight.
Did you say you rode in a race over there?
Did I ride in a race? I'll say I rid.
You rode, McGee.
I rid. This was a horse, not no boat. Well, sir, it was the day of the nobility handicap.
I can understand the handicap, but not the nobility.
Now, wait a minute, Molly. I never told you about this. I had me a wonderful little jumper.
Silk or wool?
Horse. She was a pretty sweet little animal. Quickest little feline you ever see.
Oh, you mean equine. Feline is a cat.
Sure, quick's a cat she was. Kind of wild, though.
Just full of hay.
Yeah, just full of hay. Well, sir, she was the strongest runner and jumper ever seen in England. I named her after Christmas. Name was Happy.
Wait a minute. If you named her after Christmas, it should have been Merry, not Happy.
Well, I named her a week after Christmas. Happy New Year.
I get it.
Well, sir, I says she was the greatest jumper ever seen in England. So I enters her into the Nobility Golden Handicap.
Sure. The NG Handicap.
Lord Higginbottom, his highness, Lord Higginbottom, and his off-centered, too. What you looking for, Molly?
Them pages you've been dropping.
No, I can't help it, so help me. Them days is so clear to me, I get talking just like that, just like I did then. Well, sir, my horse's groom come up to me.
Oh, she was a married horse.
No. I mean my stable manager. He had one of my diamond-studded harnesses. He was polishing it up with Johnson's wax. That one in there, didn't I? Kind of subtle.
Never mind that, McGee. What was that about the harness?
Oh, I says it was studded with diamonds.
Harness to goodness?
Harness to... I see this fella come up to me and he says, Lord McGee, he says.
Lord McGee.
Count McGee, he
Count
says.
Count McGee.
Hey, you mug, says he. Have you got a horse entered into this here Nobility Handicap? Why, sure, says I to him, real cool, looking at him through my barnacle.
Manicure.
I think you mean monocle.
Yeah. My animal is ready, I says, with dignity. You see, us of the nobility had to be kind of snippety with the lower classes. What say, Molly?
Nothing yet.
Well, sir, I had this feller saddle up Happy for the Nobility Golden Handicap. I put on my silk jockey suit and my boots and I retched for my cap.
Sure. I suppose you kept the cap handy for the handicap.
Oh, shucks, Molly. This here race was a serious business. I'd put all my resources onto it.
A mistake, McGee.
What's a mistake?
Putting all your resources on racehorses.
Well, sirs, I was going to say, in them days, the jumps was twice as high, the ditches was twice as wide, and the riders was twice as smart.
Except you.
Except me? No. I was the smartest of the lot. Anyway, there was one jump 60 foot wide over a 9 foot hedge. A water jump. Think of it, son. A water jump 60 foot wide.
Water jump.
That was no jump. That was an endurance play.
You betcha it was.
You say there was a 9 foot hedge, too?
Yes, but look, overnight a spring rain had come up and that here hedge grew 2 foot and 8 inches, making it 11 foot 9 inches high.
Don't you mean 11 feet 8 inches?
Well, there was buds on it an inch long. Well, sir, I went over and looked at that there jump and I knowed that there was no horse into England could take it but Happy. I knowed I could ride rings around him.
Rings? Oh, it was a merry-go-round.
Well, sir, we come to the post. I leapt into the saddle and I lines up with the rest of the nobility there. I bows to the king and queen and waits for the bugle. Then it comes. And we was off.
You're telling us?
Over a water jump, around a bend, across the field, a low hedge, shallow ditch, a gate. Faster and faster we thundered on. I was holding my horse back, saving her. They was 41 horses running, and I see 38 go down. 39, 40 at the big jump. And up we went. I thought I felt Happy's foot slip a mite, but up we went. Up, up, up. We was just over the hedge, 12 foot off the ground and halfway over, and I see we wasn't going to make it. How much owe you, young fella?
37. Thank you. But say, did you have a bad spill at that big jump?
Spill? Who, me? No, sirree. I wasn't going to ruin a good horse like that there. When I seen we wasn't going to make it, I just turned around and went home. So long, son.
Thank you.
delightful to know and heaven to give. A combination like this is quite my most impossible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new. And oh, it's lovely to look at you tonight.
Bringing you Lovely to Look At with Ronnie Dustoff polishing up a chorus. You'll have something lovely to look at if you give your car a Johnson Auto Wax finish. When you drive along this summer, just remember what damage the hot sun can do to the paint jobs on your car. Unless, of course, your car is protected with Johnson's Auto Wax. But once your car is wax finished, the ultraviolet rays of the sun cannot fade the color or destroy the smoothness of the finish. Johnson's Auto Wax makes old cars shine like new and keeps new cars bright as a mirror, for dust and road film cannot cling to the Johnson Wax finish. You will be mighty proud of your car after it's wax finished. You can easily do the job yourself, or you can have it done for you at a nearby service station. Take a tip from me. If you want lasting beauty and protection for your car, use Johnson's Auto Wax. There's nothing better, no matter what price you pay. Now may we present, for your undoubted approval, Miss Kathleen Wells. Kathleen, what do you say?
Life is a song, Hollow.
Ah, don't say it. Sing it.
Okay. Life is a song. Let's sing it together. Let's take our hearts and dip them in rhyme. Let's learn the words, let's learn in the music together. Hoping the song lasts for a long, long time. Life is a song that goes on forever. Love's old refrain can never go wrong. Let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song. Don't be afraid of the future. All of our plans will come through. How can they fail with love on our side? They'll never fail, we won't be denied. All the world's a symphony for you. On forever. Love's old refrain can never go wrong. Let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song. come and sing. Think of all the happiness we'll bring. Let's croon a tune, songs about June, the birds and the flowers. You'll spend happy hours and make life a song.
Old Steeplechaser McGee is a pretty good jumper after all, because he was here just a few minutes ago, and now we find him with Molly, cautiously driving into a certain large city.
My, my, the traffic is terrific, ain't it, McGee?
Oh, I don't know. I see it worse. Why, when I was driving over into London, I
Look
see
Look out! It. You nearly sideswiped the beer truck.
Oh, that was nothing.
Nothing? You nearly had me singing just before the bottle's mother. Watch out, McGee.
Oh, don't be so nervous, Molly. This here ain't bad. Why, when I was driving in London, I almost...
Stop. We got a red light. Quit looking at the girls and watch the light.
Well, them neon rays is confusing to a fella.
It ain't the neon rays that bothers you, McGee. It's the ray on me. Now, go ahead. You got the green.
Oh, okay. Hey, where are we?
How should I know? Sure, the last Ralph Stein I seen was about 52 blocks back.
No.
Slow down and I'll be asking someone.
Okay.
Hey, mister, where are we at?
Never mind the details, buddy. What town?
Smart, Alec.
Yeah, when I was driving into London a few years back...
Now, don't turn here, McGee. This is a one-way street.
Well, we're only going one way, ain't we?
Sure. To a police station if you don't watch yourself.
Ah, oh, go on with you, Molly. I'm doing all right. Hey, do I turn left here?
Right. No, foolish, left.
But you says right.
I meant it was right, you should turn left.
Well, shucks, I says left and you says right, so I turns right and you says left.
Sure I did. Left was right.
Maybe we better stop and figure this out.
Watch the traffic officer, McGee. He's waving at you.
At me? What for? I never see that feller before in my life.
No, but you're liable to see lots of him from now on. And there is, too.
There is what?
Lots of him. Go ahead, McGee. What you waiting for?
I'm going. I'll show them they can't rush Fibber McGee. They can't make me move no faster than what I think. What the?
He's got you, McGee.
Well, maybe I was going a mite slow.
Was the hooligan in the delivery truck behind you, McGee?
Was.
You want to stop and hang one on his eye for himself?
How big is he?
I don't know. He's sitting down.
Oh, he won't stand up like a man, huh? Chucks, let him go. Where are we now, Molly?
I have no idea, McGee.
I was telling you about the time I was driving in London. I had me a big 20-cylinder Boston Shutson for the foggy day.
Watch out for the streetcar, McGee.
Let the sap snippered nickel nippers look out for themselves. I'm doing the driving. As I was saying, I had me 18-cylinder Boston Shucks over into London.
You said it was a 20-cylinder, McGee.
I know, but two cylinders was missing. Well, sir, hey, Molly, do I turn on the red or the green?
How do I know? Just slow up, McGee.
Slow up?
Yes, and turn when the light changes. That way nobody'll ever know what color you turned on.
That's a good idea, Molly. I'll just slow down and...
Well, and go ahead. Don't stop.
Don't stop what?
Just don't stop. Go ahead.
I can't.
Oh, dear. Well, start up, McGee. We can't wait here in the middle of Broadway.
Maybe we can't, but we are. We're out of gas, Molly.
Oh. So we're out of gas.
Yeah.
McGee, you'd run out of snow at the North Pole. Look now.
Hey, Molly, you get over here and steer whilst I get out and give her a push, will you?
Won't the car move on the starter, McGee?
No, and the starter won't move on the car. Come on, Molly, I'm holding up the traffic for three blocks back.
Sure. There's just a bunch of honkers from Yonkers, McGee. Give her a push.
Okay, here comes a policeman.
Well, what do you expect, a horseshoe of roses?
All right, what's the idea? What's the idea here, you?
Now, listen here. Keep a civil tongue in your head, you big
you
flat
foot. You get your smart, hey? Well, get that crate off this intersection here, see?
Oh, a crate, is it? Well, it's a bad egg that knows a crate when he sees one.
Listen, officer, my name is McGee. Fibber Captain McGee.
They don't care if you're King George. Get that pineapple can out of here.
Officer, we're out of gas.
Yeah.
All right, you're out of gas. So what? You're going to sit there and some guy drills an oil well under your car? Get out and push it.
I was just going, officer.
Well, give him a hand, you big windbag. Put your club in your belt and roll up your sleeves for once in your lazy life.
Hey,
all right now, officer. You, what's your name?
My name is...
Give them your own license plate.
And who do you think, Frankenstein?
I'm talking to this man, lady. I say, keep quiet. Listen, you, where are you from?
I'm...
So you won't talk, eh? I know what I got a good mind to do.
Huh? If you had a good mind, you'd know what to do. Now give us a push.
All right, now I've had enough, lady. Let's see your papers.
Papers? You
mean
your
papers? Your papers, your papers. Come on, man, your papers.
Listen here, Commissioner Cuckoo. We're running a car, not a newsstand. Now get your papers somewhere else. And give us a push, will you?
All right, lady, I've had enough of this.
You says that before.
Oh, I did, hey. I'll say it again. Fresh tourists, eh?
Huh?
All right, you know what you're up against?
Huh?
Blocking the traffic.
Who?
Disorderly conduct.
Me?
Resisting an officer the performance of his duty. Creating a disturbance. And driving without a license and suspicious ownership of the car.
Assault and battery?
No.
Well, you better add that, too. I'm planning on it.
Yeah. That's telling him, McGee.
Never mind the double talk here now, see? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm ringing for the wagon and I'm impounding your car.
Okay.
I'm taking you both into the police station with no bail recommended.
Oh.
You'll both be lucky to get out in time to see them Zion quintuplets graduate from high school.
Oh.
What's your name?
McGee. Fibber McGee, officer. And I'm from Peoria.
And who's this dame? Is that your wife?
You talking about this here lady? You big Irisher, that's Mrs. Fibber McGee.
And proud of it, too.
Yeah.
Mrs. Fibber McGee. And me maiden name was Molly Mahoney.
Molly Mahoney? From Peoria?
Yes, and so...
Little Molly Mahoney. Well, I'll be... Molly, don't you know me? Tim O'Houlihan?
What?
O'Houlihan from across the track
what?
In Peoria? All right, here. Come on, move along there, everybody. Hey, you, give me a fork to push. Where's your manners there? Come on, move him along here. What you staring at, you?
You're out in the rain. Think of me in that Pullman train. On a cold observation car, looking for you in the dark, all in vain. I will send a telegram at every station. Fare thee well, Annabelle. If your family wants a bit of information, say that I am doing swell.
And when I come back with a pocket full of jack, you'll have something grand to tell.
Cause I'll take you on a honeymoon vacation. Fare thee well, Annabelle.
Playing Fare Thee Well, Annabelle. You'll admit, to a fare ye well, with Dustoff and Brightsky faring pretty well also in the vocal department. And now, may I tell you how you can get, free, a can of fine quality touch-up enamel for covering up those bad-looking rust spots on the fenders and chassis of your car. Just go to your regular wax dealer or your service station and buy a can of Johnson's Auto Wax and a can of Auto Cleaner. You pay only 98 cents for the two, and your dealer will give you the black touch-up enamel free.
So take advantage of this special offer right away. Now, I could talk for hours telling you all the advantages in using Johnson's Auto Wax, how it cuts down car washing, how it increases the trade-in value. But you'll never believe what a difference it will make in the looks of your car, what a really swell polishing job you can get with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner until you actually try them out on your own car. And then you'll be just as enthusiastic as I am. And now, before concluding our broadcast, I take pleasure in introducing to you a very distinguished visitor to our studios, Mr. Ely Culbertson, the world-famous Wizard of Ridge. Mr. Culbertson.
Good evening, everyone. I have for you the biggest news in the 400-year-old history of the playing card industry. All my life, I dreamt of a playing card made not from paper, but from a chemical similar to the artificial silk. This revolutionary invention was accomplished last year, and soon the card players everywhere will see cards that cannot be crimped, soiled, and which can be washed exactly as ladies' finest lingerie. A deck of such cards will last a year and stay as good as new. Our chief difficulty consisted in finding just the right kind of lacquer, combining beauty with durability. S.C. Johnson have solved our problem brilliantly. We selected this company because I was in their wonderful factory myself. And so, the reasons for the superior quality of their products. They are scientific, practical, and efficient. My endorsement of S.C. Johnson Company is purely voluntary and without compensation. For I thought you might be interested in hearing that it is just as important to have the proper kind of varnish for a playing card as for an automobile.
Thank you, Mr. Culbertson. Remember, friends, we're going to have weeks and weeks of wax and wax. So don't forget those two great names, Johnson's Auto Wax and Fibber McGee. Your announcer is Harlow Wilcox. May we mention that Strike Up the Band is from the show of the same name. And so, toodaloo till Tuesday.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.